You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
We're going to continue to have declining whites in the younger years, or at least slow-growing whites, depending on what state that you're in. And all of the gains, or most of the gains, in your child populations are going to come from these new minority groups, especially Hispanics.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, America's racial tipping point. Today's majority becomes tomorrow's minority.
The complexion of America is changing, literally. New statistics culled from the 2010 census show what demographers have long predicted. America's minorities will soon be the majority. In a tipping point for the nation's racial makeup, Hispanic, Black, and Asian toddlers now outnumber their white counterparts. It's an irreversible trend that presents both opportunities and challenges, says senior fellow William Fry.
The new data that just came out show that we've reached a very important tipping point for three-year-olds. There are 49.9% of three-year-olds in the United States who are white Anglo-Americans, which means there's now more than half of three-year-olds who are minorities of one sort or another, largely Hispanic, but also Asian Americans, African Americans, and it's very important because, of course, the three-year-olds will become four-year-olds and then continue to progress up, which means that our future of schools and eventually our labor force is going to have a lot to do with the new minority population, especially the new immigrant minorities, even if they're not immigrants themselves, they're second generation, third generation, but it's new for a lot of parts of the country.
Well, these findings that the population is shifting more towards a minority majority can't be unexpected.
There are quite a few places in the country where we've reached this tipping point for a while. Hawaii, New Mexico, California, Texas, more recently Nevada, Florida, Arizona have gotten to this stage. And these are places that either historically have had minority populations, Mississippi is one of them too, historically large Black populations, or places that have gotten a lot of new immigrants like Nevada and Arizona. And so it's the beginning of what might be happening, and certainly what will be happening in a huge number of other parts of the country. Not too far down the road, we're going to see Maryland, Louisiana be part of this, and other parts of the South, other parts of the West, and eventually some of the Northeast and Midwest will be part of this trend.
Well, you say that immigration isn't the largest reason why we're seeing this shift in population.
If immigration would stop right now, we are eventually becoming more minority. Now, minority may have an odd sense to it. If more people are of these groups than are Anglos, but we should just say groups other than Anglos, white Anglo-Americans, will eventually become the majority. But it'll be a long way out if there's no more immigration. Immigration certainly gets this going. But in a lot of states, California being one of them, the growth of the Hispanic population is more due to natural increase than it is to immigration, because there's now a momentum that has been built over several generations of immigrants and, you know, second, third generation of Hispanics that have been in California, New Mexico, other places are like that already.
What are some of the key challenges associated with this change in population?
We kind of know what this is going to look like in different states and different cities over the next 10 years. It's changing dramatically, and it means that we have to have our schools and other institutions be ready to deal with a multi-ethnic population, people speaking different languages, not just Spanish, but a whole range of languages in some of the urban school districts. And, it's difficult, it's expensive, it's challenging, but it's absolutely necessary for us to come to grips with this, because these are the people that are forming our labor force in the next 10 or 20 years as the older white and African American baby boomers start retiring out of the labor force. And these are the folks that are going to be there, and we want to make sure that they have the best opportunity to get good jobs and to make us a prosperous country, as past immigrant waves have done in helping us get where we are today.
The numbers show that Hispanics, African American, and Asians have higher birth rates than Caucasians do. Is this one of the main reasons we're seeing this trend?
The way demographic structure has changed and the aging of the white population overall, that about 40 states, when the census results are done, are going to show absolute declines in their white child populations. These are people under 18 years of old. So It's a demographic phenomenon that's based on the older white population and lower fertility of the whites who are in their childbearing years. That's not going to bounce back.
Well, what are the opportunities inherent in this population shift?
If we're going to become a player in the global economy, first of all, we need to have two things. One, a labor force that's growing. This is different than Japan and some European countries where they have difficulty in bringing in immigrants or understanding why it's important to bring in immigrants. So that we have, and that's very important. But also, we have these connections to other countries by virtue of people having, relationships, business relationships, family relationships, just understanding how to communicate with people in different parts of the world is quite important, I think, for us. And what we need to do is make sure these folks have the educations they need to take advantage of what they bring naturally to the United States. And I think that's where both the opportunity and the challenges arise.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.